grips it with claws extended, not for traction but for accuracy. The claws do not scratch the surface, they register contact points. When the sliver moves, the corridor lengthens, the distance between him and the cat increases without either moving. Space inserts itself, he understands that this lever governs separation without distance. It does not move things apart, it makes their apartness more decisive. In response, Solmary's body ceases to predict itself. Her posture no longer implies outcome. The way she stands no longer tells the world what will follow. The alignment between intention and consequence dissolves. She remains upright, but uprightness loses its normative meaning. It is no longer a preparatory state, it is simply a configuration among others. If you turn up the sound, you can hear a terrifying, terrified screaming. But it might not be Sumer. Oh, the cat sits back on its haunches and waits. Waiting is important, the dream respects waiting. It is not filler, it is an active interval in which nothing changes and everything becomes more fragile. He feels this fragility in his chest, not as anxiety, but as loosened organization. His heartbeat loses its metronomic authority, it still beats, it just no longer governs time. The cat selects a third lever. The cat selects a third lever. This one is old, the wood is darkened by touch. The handle fits the paw exactly, as if designed after the fact. When the cat pulls it, the resistance is uneven. It yields in stages, each stage clicks into place with a sound that does not travel through air but through expectation. This lever governs hierarchy, not social hierarchy, not power relations in the ordinary sense, but the hierarchy by which one thing matters more than another. When it moves, salience redistributes. Sumer's face fills with detail. Even without expression, there is detail. The pores of her skin become as relevant as her eyes. The curve of her jaw asserts itself with the same force as her gaze. Her sex, her nipples, her luminous backside, her slender legs. No feature claims priority. The face becomes an egalitarian. This is unbearable. The mind cannot function without gradients, without gradients. Attention panics, it darts, fails, darts again. It cannot settle because settling would imply preference, and preference has been temporarily abolished. The cat licks its paw. This action is precise, it clings nothing, it marks the completion of a cycle. The tongue moves in a pattern that mirrors the lever's arc. The dream notes the correspondence without comment. Sumer opens her mouth and sticks out her tongue, dripping with white saliva. It drips down. Another lever. This one is rubberized, designed for grip. The cat pushes it down rather than pulling it. The motion is decisive. The lever snaps into its lower position and locks. Some air grinds against the rubber lever over and over again until, overcome by orgasm, she drips down, collapses. Her fingers grip her own nipples. Her eyes are precise and close. This lever governs repetition. Sumer scenes, moments begin to recur. Seconds a sound returns, but with altered timbre a phrase is spoken again, but with its pleasures, loss of containment. The body experiences sensation without framing sensation. Spills beyond the boundaries that once kept it interpretable. The result is not excess, but leakage. He feels it in the dream as a thinning of his own outline. His hands look correct, but their edges blur. He can still move their movement, just no longer confirms ownership. The cat's tail flicks. This is not random. It synchronizes with a tremor. The